Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
20th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show, hosting Barbara Weltman, her wisdom, her valuable reporting on the on all things small business taxes. Barbara, again, 20 years you've been hanging out with us. You're original founding member of our Brain Trust. Happy anniversary, baby.
Oh, happy anniversary back at you.
We appreciate you very much. How long have you been serving small businesses in your work?
Over 50 years. Wow. Over 40 years.
40, no, I was going to say, no, not 50 years, 40 years. Well, like I said, we got you right out of the ninth grade. So, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
So, anyway, Barbara...
Just we should mention March 15th, which is
I want to talk about just about dates this segment. Go ahead.
Yeah, calendar year S corporations partnerships. The March 15th is the deadline for filing your 2017 income tax return or requesting a filing extension.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure to do one or the other.
So you got till the 16th or the 17th this year on that one. The 15th is
March 15th for that, and then in April, when it's time for your personal return, it's April 17th.
Because the 16th is a holiday?
16th is Emancipation Day in D.C.
Right. So the 15th is on Sunday, Emancipation Day on Monday. So you got till Tuesday the 17th to do your personal. So corporate return or extension on the 15th of March, and get that done for sure.
S in partnership in March,
right,
and the C and personal in April.
Right. Okay, and that's changed again. That changed last year. LLCs too.
LLCs that are filing as partnerships would file in March.
Right. Okay. And so now what about estimated taxes? When's that date?
Oh, estimated taxes. The first estimated tax for 2018 is going to be due in April. And we're going to have to take all this new law we've been talking about into account to decide how much to pay.
Right. So as if it wasn't enough that the poor tax preparers, wasn't enough just they've got all this work to do. They got to do all this work with all the new rules that still haven't been completed yet, right?
Well, that's true. Although one good thing is that the preparer software has the ability to sort of project what you'd pay in 2018 based on your 2017 numbers that they have.
Right.
So they can kind of make a projection for you. It's not going to be 100%, but it'll give you a good idea.
Right. What do you think they'll make some adjustments to? Do you think there'll be some changes that they'll make?
Well, I'm not very optimistic on more legislation right now. I'm sort of counting on, in the short run, the IRS coming out with guidance that will be kind of liberal in terms of allowing the optimum number of people to take advantage of the 20%.
I wish I were that optimistic about the IRS. Are you?
I'm just hoping that's what happens.
Are you worried that this new law is going to cause the IRS to get more up into the business of small businesses and interpret how they do their business more than ever before? Are you worried about that?
Not necessarily. Okay. I mean, the IRS has so much on its plate right now. I'm not that worried.
What about companies who do some consulting? They do consulting, and they do other things that qualify. Some consulting that doesn't qualify. Do you think that they're going to go in and try to calculate what percentages all that is?
That's one of the questions on the table.
That's my concern.
Whether they're going to take an all or nothing approach.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what we don't know, and that's another example.
And you and I are in that position. So
yeah, that's the reason I'm angry about. That's an assault. I can see that big companies aren't having to worry about that, Barbara. They don't have that. That's not a concern of theirs, and yet we're competing for them for business and for employees while we're having to deal with this landmine, this grenade they've dropped in our lap called the tax bill.
Pretty much. I think you've characterized it rather well.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to have to. But to your question, I don't see too much coming down the pike from Congress.
I'm afraid so. And the first thing maybe would make it permanent, because this whatever bones they've thrown us, they're temporary, aren't they? They're not even permanent.
Through 2025. That's it.
Yeah. Exactly.
And hey, that's just about the time we just start getting used to things.
I know. Hey, Barbara, good job today, as always. Thanks again. Happy anniversary. Thanks for 20 great years. Come back real soon.
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, and you know that. I don't know what we'd do without Barbara. BarbaraWeltman.com. Don't forget to check out her website. You'll thank me later. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.